We still have a lot of things that we can obviously improve on. I think everybody knows that. This team knows that. Everybody in that locker room knows that. We are very happy with the resolve and the grit that we play with, and that's something that's not going to change and won't change. But, you know, every day these guys know when they come to work there's something that they can work on to get better, and we'll continue to do that in a simple way that we do.
You've had so darn many injuries all year long. We're just looking at this starting offensive unit. You got a left guard out. You've got two running backs out. You've got a tight end out. Now you've lost your best receiver. How in the world do you keep winning with all that? I know it's next man up, but it's got to go deeper than that.
Well, you know, you stay so busy, you cannot dwell on it. And we talked about this last year. It's kind of like, you know, it's in some ways a replay of some of the things we had happen to us last year. But, you know, the minute you look around the league, you just see the devastation around the league with other teams. So it's not like we're the only team there that's dealing with this. Now, we do have some very key players that are sorely missed on this team. There's no doubt about that. But those guys are all champions and warriors, and they know that we have to still move on and still we all have an obligation to this franchise and to our owner to push on and to strive to still be champions, and that's the mindset that we have. And it's, you take a deep breath, and it feels like you got socked in the gut when these things come down, especially with the last one, and you know, it's devastating. But you know, the guys that are down and that are hurt, the last thing those guys would ever want is for us to hang our heads. And that's something we're not going to do, because we're playing for those guys. They're motivation for us. And, you know, we like them being around, because they are true champions. And like I said, if the shoe was on the other foot, they would never, ever want anyone to feel sorry for them. So we're just going to keep doing what we do.
Ryan, you've brought in so many guys who right away fit in with this football team. When you're looking at a player to bring in, what are you looking for?
Mostly, you know, especially in the offseason when we made all the moves with the UFAs, you know, the free agents, it was, do they fit from a standpoint, do they love football, and will they compete? When things get tough, will they continue to compete and try to still win? You know, they're gonna lose some battles, but are they willing to still press on and win the war? And that's the kind of guys we've got. We got everyone we got from, you know, Eric Walden, you know, Gosder, all the guys, you know, Toller, those guys are all football players, despite what they did at the combine, you know, and they were all good athletes. And they all are wired in that sense that they love this game and they're fighters. And, you know, usually the type of players that we bring in here, we have discussions, and Chuck and I, you know, that's always the first thing, you know, how is he going to fit with the rest of this club? And usually know pretty quickly, based off their prior, you know, track record and history as a player and all the information, all the data that we have compiled from all our scouts who are so helpful in this whole process. And without them, we wouldn't be able to make these moves. But, you know, a lot of times it's just also just a feel you have at the workout. How the guy, you know, responds to you when you're asking him direct questions. Is he looking in the eye? All these types of things. There's a lot of little things that go into it. The film is always what brings the guy to our door. But then you have to fine-tune that with, is he going to fit with this team? And if maybe he doesn't fit, does he have enough character, and is the arrow up enough with him as a human being and from a character standpoint to where he can buy into the culture here and he can actually, you know, become a better a fit where he wasn't maybe at the start. So sometimes you win some, sometimes you lose some, but those guys sometimes that aren't the greatest fit at first end up becoming real good fits and end up being leaders in their own right. I've seen it happen many times.
You've already made a move earlier in this week. You bring a corner in. Why did he attract your attention, and what can he do?
Well, Jahlil was, you know, he's a 6 foot, you know, 200 something corner that, you know, is a 4-4 guy. We brought him in here week one after he'd been released from KC, where he was a fourth rounder in 2011. He's a horseshoe guy in the sense that he does everything right. He's smart. He can run. He ran, you know, he walked in here after training camp and ran 4-4 for us, you know, and had such an excellent workout. And I thought, you know, there was no way he would still be available week 7. And I told him that at the workout, you know, I just said, well, we'd like to make room for it. We don't have the room right now, but you know, there's probably not a chance you'll be around after next week. So a lot of, you know, I think he worked out for seven teams. A lot of things didn't pan out for him, but here we are. We have some injuries, and, you know, he was the first person that came to mind even during that game where we had some guys get hurt. So, you know, it's up to him, just like other guys we brought in here before. It's up to them to pass the litmus test out there in the practice field and to have the coaches and everyone buy into them as players.
You got 10 days or so, maybe a week, before Houston. Anything else on the agenda as far as player acquisition?
You know, we look at everything that, you know, that's going to come across our desk. And, you know, I get text messages and I get emails and phone calls and things like that. And because we have been aggressive, you know, with trades and things like that, you know, I think people think they could just come and, you know, it's like a one-stop shopping or something. I don't know. But they think that, you know, anything they throw at you, you're going to be interested in. But I do look at everything. And if it's something that does look, you know, like it's somewhat intriguing, that's going to, you know, in a sense that it's going to get us better as a football team or get us where we want to go, then we look at it. And you look at a lot of different things, you know, length of contract, money, you know, age, all those types of things. And if it starts lining up, then you dig a little further. And, you know, it's always, we always look hard at any offers that are made. But again, we like where we're at. And, you know, if something, like I said, though, does, to be honest, something does come across my desk and Chuck's, you know, we always look at it at least.
Next up on the list is Houston. You look at them, they're 2-5. They've lost, what, 4 in a row. And they've had some devastating injuries themselves, losing Cushing. Schaub's been out. This is still the team you've got to beat to win the AFC South.
No doubt. I mean, we don't pay any mind to that. You know, the great thing that Chuck does is convince this team that our enemy is, and our opponent is faceless and nameless. You know, the enemy is in our own camp. You know, it's the mistakes we make, the things we do wrong. But you know, we know the talent of that roster. We know we'll be going into a hostile environment where they are hungry to get a win. There's no doubt about that. We know what we're headed into. We know it's going to be a great challenge. And believe me, they've still got some very talented players on that team. Yeah. And it's not making any, you know, and there's no bones about it. They're a talented club.
Second half of the season, you've got a 5-2 record. You're in first place. But I know Chuck says, you said, we've got to improve. Where would you like to see that?
You know, I think everything takes care of itself if we get the fundamentals knocked out. You know, it's better blocking, better tackling. I think the cohesiveness of the offensive line is still emerging. We've got to stay healthy. You know, that's always the key. And, you know, it's in the defensive side of the ball. You know, getting guys, you know, we've got Landry back, Ricky Jean back, and I think it's just having that cohesiveness of those guys playing together. You know, Pat Anger's, you know, stringing together some games now where he's been healthy and now he's starting to make plays. And, you know, that's just the thing. We got to just, you know, Lord willing, just stay healthy so that these guys can gel together and we can be a one, you know, cohesive unit that gets used to playing next to one another. But that's, you know, life in the NFL. You know, you got to be ready to plug guys in there and get rolling. But I think some of the emergence of some of our young guys, I think that's key. That is key to the second half of our season, is getting some of those younger guys up to speed. And our coaches do a great job with that. But, you know, they can't just produce out here in a practice field. They've got to produce on Sundays. So, you know, that's a key to any team. Second half of the season is the development and the emergence of their youth.
Yeah, I mean, the record's the most important thing. You know, like you said, you're sitting at 5-2 and you're top of your division. So our number one goal when we came in here was, you know, the ultimate goal is to hoist the Lombardi. But we know that, you know, if easiest way to get in the tournament is win your division. You know, and so that's the number one goal, is win the division. So the record is the most important. Are there some things that we need to clean up in all three phases? Absolutely. You just put on the field. film after every game, and there's always something to clean up. There's a lot of good, but there's things to clean up. And so, you know, we use the week to do a bunch of self-scout, you know, and look at ourselves and look at all three phases, you know, top to bottom, inside and out, turn every stone we can, see what, from a tendency standpoint, are we doing something that's sticking out that, you know, our opponents can take advantage of. And so it's been great for our coaches to be able to, you know, to sit back and no pressure of a preparation for a game, so to speak, but look at ourselves, certainly work the heck out of Houston, you know, get them broken down and get extra time on that, obviously, and then, you know, get ready for the guys to come back on, you know, on Monday.
Chuck, when you look at the offense, you've lost five starters. Dwayne Allen's out, Donald Thomas is out, both your starting running backs are gone, 5-2, and you're producing points. Next man up is being tested really, really hard this year.
Yeah, and it's going to get tested again, you know, unfortunately. But, you know, with Reg going down. But, you know, that's the mindset of our guys, you know, and it's a testament to them, and it's a, you know, testament to our coaches. They do an unbelievable job with our guys. And, you know, people don't realize it, but, you know, we got scheduled times for meetings and things like that, and players can do whatever they want to do, you know, once the day's over. But these guys spend extra time. The players spend extra time. Our coaches spend extra time with these guys. And getting the guys we talk about next man up, it just doesn't happen by chance. You know, they bust their tails, you know, on the practice field, but they're spending extra time in the meeting room, in the classroom, and getting it down from a mental standpoint. And now, you know, the wide receiver group, you know, is going to get challenged, you know. And we've got some guys there. We've got some talented guys that, you know, we know that can make plays, and now they're going to have to step up.
When you go to Houston, which is a week from now, you'll be starting a game without Reggie for us for the first time since 03. You've known him longer than that, and you had a talk with him earlier in the week. I'm amazed at how tough the guy is, and you had the conversation, and you repeated a little bit to us. He'll be back.
Yeah, there's no question. There's no question. It always takes any time you're dealt, you know, some circumstances that are unexpected. You know, you got a short period of time really to let it soak in, digest it, ask why, you know. But then it's, you know, okay, it's reality. It's the brutal nature of our sport. You know, injuries happen. And, you know, Reggie is, you know, one of the fiercest competitors that we all know. And he's one of the toughest guys that we know. And just knowing him and his mindset and, you know, speaking to him, you know, the last couple days, you know, it's kind of soaked in, and he realizes now, okay, look, it's time to move on. I'm going to have surgery, you know, and I'll be back, and I'll start swinging that axe. And as long as I keep the axe swinging, the tree will fall, you know. So it's going to be one day at a time, just keep chopping wood. And I mean, we all know that guy will be back, because like he told me that, you know, the very next day, you know, once he came back and the scan came back and, you know, all those kind of things, it was like, okay, I've digested this thing, and I will not go out this way. Count on it. Book it. I'm not going out this way.
There's a special place in the Ring of Honor and ultimately in Canton for him. How much can you help him? You went through a far worse situation. He was there, as were all the guys on the team. But you've been down that road. Can you help with this day-to-day thing?
You know, when I spoke with Reggie in the locker room after the game, you know, he was in the training room. And obviously it was a tough, tough moment, you know. And I just told him, I just said, hey, look, he makes no mistakes. There's right now, it's hard to digest, you know, and you're asking yourself why. And it's the same thing that I ask myself, you know. But I still go back to what Robert Mathis said after that disappointing loss, Jacksonville, mm-hmm. a year ago, you know. And it's right before, you know, I got diagnosed. You know, he said, there's no pity parties in football. You know, we'll look at the tape, make the corrections, and we'll move on. You know, Reggie understands that, you know. And so I just share with him. I said, look, he makes no mistakes. There's a reason this happened. It's a test, you know, and it's one you're going to pass, you know, with flying colors. And so don't ask why. let's just get the thing fixed and go to work and get your mind wrapped around that that you will be back in 2014, better than ever.
Interesting thing, talking to the guys in the locker room, they're winning for 87. Last year was let's win for Chuck. This year, let's get something done for Reggie. This is a very, very close football team.
Yeah, I've already seen the Reggie Strong, you know, hashtag in the clips, you know, and rightfully so. We do have a great locker room. We do have a great organization. We have a great building. The culture here is unbelievable. It's family. It's about family. It's about relationships. And we got a family member that's hurting, you know, and we will rally behind him, and we'll get him through his circumstances, and everybody's game will raise, you know, and everybody's level of play will raise, and because of that, you know, and we'll be stronger, we'll be tougher, we'll be better, we'll all be better for it, and we're gonna play our tails off, you know, with him in mind.
One more question, okay? Practice starts in 3 days on Monday. How hard are you going to work them on Monday?
Yeah, run. I don't know what we'll run out of them, but we got, again, I go back to the trust issues and the guys asking me, are you worried? No, because these guys are, you know, just being around here, you know, for the last couple of days, and they're supposed to be out of here. I see guys in a weight room. I see guys in a training room. Guys are getting their iPads loaded up with tape, and because they know what's at stake. They know how big a game this next, because it is the next game, but it's on the road, division rival. Houston's won the division the last 2 years. We know that, okay? So, you know, we got to beat them. They're sitting on top of the deal. They're the ones that held the you know, won the title last year. So we got to go knock them off the perch. So we, you know, they know what's at stake, and they're going to take care of themselves. They're going to do the right thing. So it'll be great to have them back.